Good morning, everyone. I'm Gary Camp with Dover International Speedway. Thanks again to everyone for being here, for all your support of our events that we host here in Dover. Really appreciate all your efforts on our behalf. We hope that everything's going well. Just let us know if you need anything over the course of the weekend. We'll be around and glad to assist. We're working really hard to remain as your favorite one-mile concrete oval on the circuit. Want to introduce a couple folks this morning. Ryan Troutman is with us. Ryan's the AAA Manager of Brand Management, and Austin Dillon, driver of the number three AAA Chevrolet. Ryan, get us started here. Talk a little bit about the sweepstakes and why you're joining us this morning.
Sure. Thanks, Gary. We're really excited to be here today to officially launch our Driving Like Dillon sweepstakes with the man himself. You know, everybody knows AAA is the nation's leading roadside assistance provider, but over the years we've grown, we've evolved, and we now offer a full array of automotive solutions for drivers for every stage of vehicle ownership. So to kind of bring that about to people, make them more aware of that, and to celebrate the ZL1 making its entrance into the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, we decided to put this contest together and offer up a pretty sweet ride.
So what does the winner get exactly?
So the winner will receive a 2018 Chevy Camaro ZL1, and in addition to that, we've put together a full suite of AAA products and services, including a one-year premier membership, a AAA battery, a vehicle protection plan, $500 worth of repairs and maintenance at one of our approved facilities. And best of all, we're going to bring the winners back here to Dover in fall for the race, VIP trip to present them with all their prizes.
Excellent. And last question, I'll tee you up. How do you enter to win?
Pretty easy. Just go to AAA.com/Dillon. And I will say there's a little question and answer there about our products and services. There's some pictures of Austin there. It's kind of a little game. It's fun. It takes about 30 seconds, but it's a good place there. AAA.com/Dillon.
Excellent. Once we're done here, we're going to move outside and we're going to unveil the car and show everybody what that looks like. Austin, have you seen the car?
I actually will be seeing it for the first time here in a second, but I got some inside info from the people who kind of made it look really cool, and I'm excited about the reveal. And, you know, as a kid growing up, you always see these different sweepstakes with drivers and stuff. This is the first time that I've been a part of being able to give away a car, and it's really cool for a partner like AAA to step up and for our sport to promote this, and hope everybody gets behind it, and good luck in trying to win our Camaro ZL1 number three.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, it is inspired by the car that that Austin will have on track this weekend.
That's awesome. Austin, leading into Dover here, what are your thoughts going into the weekend? Are you excited for this weekend?
Yeah, I'm very excited trying to get back on track here. You know, after Talladega, you know, it was kind of a bummer. We had a pretty good execution of a race, and then you come home with a bad finish running through the grass and destroying a car. So getting to Dover, I'm excited. Been excited about getting here all week. Had some solid finishes last year, but we want to improve on those. And Bristol was really good for us, so I think we bring a similar setup here, and we can work on it throughout the practice sessions we have. Come home with a good run. We need to get some. I'd like to gain some stage points, hopefully a bonus point at some point, and bring home a top 10 finish.
All right. Any questions from the assembled media for Ryan or Austin? Claire, come on.
Jeff's got one.
Claire. Claire has a question, everybody.
I just met Claire this morning.
I called AAA this week. I had a tire.
And how was your experience?
I had a flat tire in the Hall of Fame parking deck, and I had a call because it's hard to get someone to come help you in the parking deck, and AAA came and helped. But this is not for commercial purposes.
No. We didn't set that up. I swear that wasn't staged.
Austin, talk about how difficult this racetrack is when you first came here, first time you ever came here. And how long it took for you to learn to kind of not be on edge, even though you probably maybe still are always that way here?
You know, it's a tough one, especially your first time. We've got a driver in the truck series there, Tanner Sorensen, and I was telling him, like, don't be discouraged because this place is hard. And the first couple laps out there, you can be really aggressive, and guys that are comfortable and been here before, they show this aggression out there, and you're like, wow, how do they go that hard? And you get comfortable as you get more laps on the track here, and then the race kind of comes to you. Also, when you start, the green flag drops, the speeds come down a little bit, and then the best handling car starts to really show up. So if you work on your car and stay consistent, let it come to you, it'll reward you in the race. And this place is always, I think, more fun to race than to practice or qualify, because you're trying to catch your breath during practice and qualifying the whole time, and you get in the race and you kind of relax a little bit.
Any other questions from downstairs? Chris,
Jeff,
Lee?
Jeff's got one too.
Jeff, we have a microphone.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. So at Talladega last week, I'm not even sure I realized that you got kind of up in the air a little bit until I saw like that picture afterwards with all the dirt. So you were basically going to avoid the accident. You didn't get like hit or anything, and then just by going through the grass, that got you out of shape like that?
Yeah, I never hit a car in that entire accident until after I hit the grass, because at that point the car was already destroyed and I couldn't get stopped. But yeah, the wreck was happening and my spotter was saying, go low, and saw the car starting to come even lower. So I saw there was a gap in the grass, so I just cut left. And when I cut left, the first part of the grass was okay. Then all of a sudden it just felt like I hit a tabletop jump or something and destroyed the car. And I looked at it on Race Hub. They showed a video of it. They had like an aerial view. And I actually, the first part of the grass was fine. It was like the first 5 feet of it. Half the car was still in asphalt, and another half was on the grass. Then when I got completely on the grass, it just jumped and took all that grass with it. We think it was a drain of some sort, or something that, like a pipe or something that was underneath the track. But, yeah, it completely destroyed the car. It knocked the front clip up and the rear quarter panel off of the car and punctured the radiator too, so we were done after that. I was thinking about that. Yeah, and you know, it's hard with the ride height rule to be in favor of grass, but definitely if there's something down there, like, you know, at Kentucky when they had to remove that grate that was there in the front stretch, I don't know. I'd like to go back and look at that exact spot, because my brother crossed the grass literally like a half a car length left of me and had no damage. And Casey Kane did too, I think, or one other car did the same thing I did, and they made it. I don't know if I just cleared the way for them or what, but, yeah.
Lee, who has the mic?
A lot of times when Daytona 500 winners win, they go through a little bit of a slump, and currently being outside of the top 16 right now, where are tracks where you think you can make a move in the points to, you know, kind of, I mean, you don't have to solidify your standings, you're in the playoffs, but where can you kind of start picking up points, do you think?
Well, this next group of tracks are some of my favorite tracks. You got Charlotte, Kansas, Dover, and we always seem to gain points during the summertime. If you look back at my stats, my summers are really good as far as being consistent. And truthfully, we've been decent all year long. We haven't had the speed, and there's reasons for the speed not being there, I feel like. You know, as far as Chevy as a whole right now, we're working to find the speed. But the execution, I'm not disappointed with the execution of our races, just disappointed with the next group of cars we need to catch. If you walk through the garage, you can see, if you walk through the trailers, where the speed's at kind of at the moment, and because we park in order. But the next group of tracks are really good for us. I'm excited to get there and get to those, and including here, that we can gain points, and we seem to do that pretty consistently. And Talladega just took us from 13th to 17th, so that was the big jump, getting us out of the top 16. It's pretty tight right there. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next group of tracks.
Chris?
Yeah, ChrisMikeEdgeman.com. Also, when you're speaking to Tanner Thorson, what's your outlook for him for tonight's Truck Series race and the upcoming races that he has coming forward? Can you give us his schedule?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of tough. You know, I want to set goals for him, and it's hard because it's we're trying to develop that team and him at the same time. You know, biggest thing I think is finishing the race. That's the first goal he needs to set. It's his first truck race. Finish the race, and I feel like if you finish the race, you're going to have a top 15, top 20, easy. Top 15 needs to be his goal too, I think. And it's hard to set a guy like that wants to run up front. His first goal is to finish the race, but I think that's a good start for him here in the Go Share truck.
Any other questions? All right, let's head outside and unveil this car. Thanks, everyone.